This Belgium boy band has had two singles reach the top 10 on iTunes, and they have a new collaboration coming out with the queen of rap herself, Nicki Minaj. What's next for the Fourth Kingdom? Are they the new One Direction? Well, you'll have to stay tuned because they're here to tell you.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can catch up with me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette. I am so excited. I have the band The Fourth Kingdom here with me in studio. There's a lot of them, so guys, go ahead and let's introduce ourselves. Tell everyone where they can find you on social media. You can start.
Okay, so my name is Kyle. You can find us on socials, on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, at The Fourth Kingdom.
All right, easy. I like it.
Hi, everybody. My name's Sebastian. I'm the guitar player of the band.
Okay, yeah, let's do
it. I'm also a singer, by the way. But
they all sing.
Yes.
Okay, this side.
I'm Shane, and I play drums, and I also sing.
All right, last one.
Hi, I'm Jackson. I'm 20 years old, and I'm single, so yeah.
There you go. It's Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Perfect shout out.
Yes. Looking for a date.
All right, yeah, well, everyone's watching.
Valentine. I don't have a Valentine, so.
It's not too late, ladies. We have a single guy here. Okay, well, we'll talk more about that later, but first I want to talk about the new U.S. single that just dropped, Broken.
Yes.
Somebody jump in. Tell me what it's about. What was the inspiration? I know it's about heartbreak.
It is. We actually wrote the song ourselves. It's really a song that comes from us. That's really important. We wrote it together with the producer, Ty Jams, and also MJ Songstress.
Yes.
The song is about heartbreak. It's about you're going through a hard time. You're going through emotional denial. But sometimes reality is too hard to deal with, mm-hmm. and then you break it off, and it's about the struggle of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like it's based on personal experience. Has everyone gone through this depressing heartbreak that you all wrote this song together?
I think so. Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate.
Girls, stop breaking their hearts.
Not everybody, maybe, but yeah, definitely.
One of us, or maybe two, I don't remember, but was going through that.
I was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Two.
Yeah. So when we started writing on the track, they started to give these ideas, and then we got in that vibe, and it felt just so right to write on that track the way we did, and the ideas kept coming, and it was was so natural writing. That song.
Yeah, it had a real feeling in mm-hmm. that moment.
Mm-hmm. It was good to write it down.
Right. I'm sure it was a nice release of emotions.
It was actually a good relief.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was some pressure from my shoulders.
Like, free therapy.
Yeah, actually.
There you go. Well, okay, question. So, are you guys happy with that being kind of your first U.S. single? Because when I think of a boy band, I think of, you know... Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, matching white jumpsuits, super upbeat. That's just me. So, and y'all kind of have a different feel. This is more moody, a little darker. So, was that kind of the whole vibe y'all are going for?
The thing is, we really want to go urban.
Okay.
I think our music style is urban, and the music that we are making, because we are working on the album, and it's almost finished. And all the songs on it are really urban, have an urban R&B vibe, but still poppy. We want to step away from the.
So you don't want to. You don't want to be the next One Direction,
I mean,
what you're saying.
No, it's not. It's like we want to do something different.
I like it.
We want to go on the urban side and see what we can do there.
We want to be new, original.
Yeah. We also don't dance. Yeah.
We have moves.
I mean, we can dance and we have some moves, but we don't do it.
So you're saying you don't have rhythm? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, not at all.
The most important thing is that we want to be known as the Fourth Kingdom, which is just four friends making great music and write songs our fans can relate to. So,
so you kind of want to pave a new road for so-called boy bands.
Yes,
that's it.
I like it. So I'm interviewing the new boy band.
Yeah. The new type of boy band.
The
maybe,
new type
maybe.
Of boy band.
Maybe, yeah.
But I mean, I will say, I do think, just in the future, I think there should be a choreographed dance. So just keep
maybe
that
just
in mind.
One. Maybe just one.
Just for
maybe
me,
just
give
maybe
me a
we
wink.
Have that, okay. One, that one song where we all dance, but just one.
Just like an
maybe,
eight count.
Maybe
just
featuring.
And everybody's like, whoa.
Featuring Chris Brown. Yeah. We can dance with him.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll get to collaborations right. In a little bit. Okay. Well, let's rewind a little bit because I know all of you guys were on Belgium's The Voice.
Yeah.
So, and you didn't know each other prior to the show.
Well, I knew Kyle.
Okay.
Because we live in the same town.
Okay.
In Belgium.
So did you ever, going on The Voice, did you ever leave it thinking you were going to make a band with these people?
Never.
No.
Never.
Actually, before you said it,
yeah, we
on
talked
the
about
live
it.
Shows,
talked
he talked about it to me, but it was just the beginning of all of it. I was mm-hmm. just starting singing,
yeah.
And he came up to me like, wouldn't it be great that after The Voice, we can start a band together? And I was like,
I was
where
seeing
does
the bigger
that come
picture.
From?
I was like, damn, and the people will love it, and damn, they are waiting for a new boy band. Or so yeah, and I think it was in the finals or in the yeah
was
I think it,
it
was in the finals
the, shows, yeah.
mm-hmm. The press they asked me what do you want to do after The Voice, and I was like, I never really thought about it, but the first thing that came in my mind was I want a band. And then our manager now, Peter, he received that message and he called Sebastian, who was already managed by Peter.
Yes.
And then yeah, we were put together as a band.
Okay, so do you take credit for being the mastermind of this band then?
Do you?
No, I do.
He reminds us every day.
Yes.
No. I mean, it's in the back of my head somewhere, but I don't let them.
He'll say it when he has to, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm curious, what was everyone's experience like on The Voice? I mean, that's a huge show. I mean, it's massively successful here. I'm not sure about, I've never watched Belgium's The Voice, so
it's quite successful. Yeah.
I'm sure anything involving The Voice is just a hit. So what was it like being on stage? What was kind of everyone's experience?
Wow.
Does anyone have a crazy story from The Voice?
Crazy
that,
story.
No,
well,
there's got to be something.
I had in a live show, I had to do the lean from
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson does. So we went to like a professional and they gave me the intel how the professionals do it in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, yeah, keep the secret for yourself. And then I had got to do it on the show. So I had some intel of that, and especially because
you can't tell
so
us
so what's the secret,
can
change?
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you can't say it's a secret here and then not.
Yeah.
I think I know what it is, but I'm not gonna make
you
say.
You have a dance background?
I'm a cheerleader. So.
Oh, my sister's a cheerleader.
Really?
Well. Yeah,
yeah.
She is.
But
you
I do like the
that,
flips
yeah.
and things.
Yeah, okay. I'll start cheerleading.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does that too.
Okay.
She's a coach, actually.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
We'll talk cheer.
Okay,
yeah, we'll talk
cheer.
I won't bore
ready,
everyone
set,
with
go.
Cheerleading. Oh, yeah. Maybe that was inspiration.
Yes.
But okay, so back to The Void. Somebody was runner-up.
He was.
Jackson.
Oh, okay. But, and then somebody was on a different season.
That's me.
Okay, so you were, but then The Voice brought everyone together.
Yeah, because I was in the year before they did The
okay.
Voice. And then I was signed to Peter already.
Okay.
As a solo artist. And then when he knew about the band from Jackson, then he called me and said, yeah, maybe you should meet these guys. And we met in Starbucks, I remember.
Okay.
And that's when we
Starbucks, bringing people together.
Where
yeah.
all
good.
Great things happen.
So at first, were any of you guys reluctant to joining with kind of, not you guys weren't strangers, but everyone else was. Were you reluctant? Were you like, no, like, I want to do my own thing. This is about my success. Or you're like, nah, like, let's do a band.
I'm actually quite happy that I'm in a band because being a solo artist is really hard. And you have a lot of pressure, and when you're in a band, the pressure gets divided by four.
And it's so much more fun.
It's
yeah.
so much
oh,
more
I
fun.
Bet.
Yeah,
to share all these experiences with three friends, it's
and you have four times as many
better.
Girls. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I'm curious about the fans, because I'm sure you guys have a ton of girl fans. Let's be real.
We do.
Any all right he's
we also
confident
have some guys.
He was
I mean, I have some guys too.
Has there been any crazy stories like Has anyone done anything just insane?
Well, we had a marriage proposal.
A lot of people ask Jackson to marry them.
Yeah.
Have you said yes to anyone?
Yeah,
he does, but
yes
he never marries
the
them.
I mean, I don't want to disappoint the fans, you know.
So you say yes, but then you break their hearts and don't commit.
I mean, just says
think
yes.
About broken.
It just doesn't
make
it official.
I never thought about that.
Wow.
See?
Breaking their hearts.
I'm full of wisdom.
Okay, I should.
What are you gonna say now, Jackson?
I better stop doing it.
Well, do your fans call? Because you know Taylor Swift are like the Swifties. Is there a fan name for the Fourth Kingdom?
We have a lot.
We have a lot of them. Yeah. Like 40Kers.
40Kers. I
like
it.
Princes and princesses because it's like a kingdom.
The kingdom.
Kings and queens. Kings
oh,
and queens.
I like that one.
Yeah, so
we treat our fans like kings and queens.
Wow, you guys are. Need to go to Belgium. Okay, so I know originally you were called State of Mind, and then we had a band switch. Somebody tell me what made that switch happen. Why the change?
Because we thought the story wasn't good enough about the name. We liked the name, but there were already artists who used the name, and we were
and
like,
it's such
maybe
a,
we
it's
should
such
do something
a common
new.
Thing. And
yeah,
it is.
We wanted to do something new
on the internet.
We wanted to be original.
Yeah, and we came up with the Fourth Kingdom as like a place where our fans can unite and can come together and listen to our music and buy our merch. No, I mean like it's a place where they can be our kings and queens.
Okay, so the name the Fourth Kingdom. What does the name kind of mean? Is there three other kingdoms and? Is this...
No,
is
there, it's actually just the Fourth Kingdom
the
comes from...
The kingdom
we're with
is,
the four of us.
Oh!
A kingdom
yeah,
like
and the kingdom
I was thinking, like, maybe it's something about geography, and I'm, but okay, that makes a lot more sense,
guys. I thought
you
said that you had a lot of wisdom.
Life wisdom, not history, geography, but...
Okay.
Okay, anyway. All right. So
Jackson, bad boy.
You're so bad.
I'm sorry.
All right, so I know two of your singles in Belgium reached iTunes top 10. That's crazy. What was your reaction when you found out that your music has gotten that big?
Disbelief. It's like a good word because we couldn't really believe
what was happening.
It.
And Broken was number one in Belgium, so that was awesome for us as a new band, the first single going to
and we
number
were
one.
Very happy to have learned that what we wrote about and that people like it.
That people really listen
that's
to
like
it.
Pretty important. And the comments we get from the fans, it's just also overwhelming and. Yeah,
I bet.
So thank you to all the fans who
streamed
this.
Shout out to our fans.
So the first time hearing your song on the radio, what was that experience? Were you guys all together?
No.
I think I was in the car with you.
I was in my living room when I saw we have like a group in WhatsApp. And, they said, like, it's on the radio now. And I was like, oh, no, I have to run. So I ran to the radio, and I put it on, like, max volume. And then I was in my living room dancing on my own music. Like,
yeah, I remember me and Jackson were in the car that moment. I was driving. And you got a lot of text messages about people saying, like, the song is on the radio. So we were... We didn't know what...
I think we were listening to our own music. I mean, just on Spotify or
So we were like, where? We didn't know where to listen. Because
I think
we
were too late.
I think we were too late.
We were too late the
pretty
first
sad.
Time.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Bad.
Oh, this breaks
this
my
is
heart.
Terrible. Yeah.
I was so happy.
I was broken.
But it wasn't, it wasn't the only time it was on
no,
the radio.
Yeah.
It played a lot.
Oh, I'm sure if it's number one, it played
a
bunch.
The first time.
It's
never
just
had
the first time. That's
third.
Special.
Yeah,
yeah,
the first time. Yeah.
And we missed the first time.
Well, maybe there'll be another number one that you can hear for
normally
the very first time.
Normally you always remember your first time.
But there can be another first time.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. So you missed it anyway. That's unfortunate. Okay, so you guys came all the way from Belgium over to Los Angeles to pursue music. How has it been different? Obviously, I'm assuming Belgium and Los Angeles are crazy different, but I could be wrong.
Well, the food is different.
The food, yeah.
The food is worse, but the weather's better.
Are you saying the food is worse?
Yeah, I mean, it's Belgium. It's only fast food. They only have fast food here.
That is not true.
Well,
let's say that
okay, we don't cook.
Tastes like fast food.
And it's because we choose
to eat fast food. It's easier. Yeah. It's cheaper. It's just because we're always on the road and we're always doing stuff and it's easy to like stop at McDonald's.
But
I know it's bad.
Have you been to In-N-Out?
Yes.
One time.
That's fast.
Yeah. So don't go to McDonald's. You got to go to In-N-Out.
But In-N-Out wasn't that good.
Are we promoting
the
In-N-Out? No.
It was good.
Okay, so you got to go to In-N-Out.
Okay.
I don't know how this got to the
next
food topic,
we will.
But and get animal style fries.
Animal style.
I'm not going to tell you.
It sounds
disgusting. It kind of looks disgusting, but I promise it'll be.
Is it made of animals? Fries?
No.
I hope not.
No, it's not.
I hope it's still potatoes.
It's really good, I promise.
Okay.
All right.
Animal style fries. Being in Los Angeles, how long have you guys been here?
Now for like a month.
Yeah. Yep.
A month,
but
okay.
We're staying until August, so we're going to be here for a long time.
Any big plans for what's next for you guys out in Los Angeles?
Yeah, we have some tours coming.
Yes.
Tours.
The album.
Okay, so let's talk about this album. Yeah. Can we get any inside scoop on the album? Any details?
Any details?
No, that's a hard one.
We have recorded it like in New York, in LA, a couple of things in
Belgium too.
UK too.
In the UK.
Oh,
so
this is
it's like
a worldwide
a
album.
A global kind of album, yeah.
Okay.
And the song with Nicki Minaj.
We've got to talk about this. So a collaboration is happening between the Fourth Kingdom and Nicki Minaj. I'm a huge Nicki fan. How did this come about?
Peter arranged it. He's like, one of the best managers ever.
Yeah, shout out Peter.
Yeah. Shout out to our man.
I mean,
Absolute Pete.
Is this what we always say about?
Yeah.
Okay, next time I'll join in on it. So before you got set up with Nicki Minaj, I'm assuming everyone knew how huge she is over here.
Of course.
You never
She's huge in Europe too.
Okay,
yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Worldwide, she's
so have you met her yet?
Not really.
Okay.
She was in another studio.
Yeah.
Okay, but we eventually will meet her.
I hope so, yeah, for promotion
probably,
and stuff like that.
So this song, it's called Ready, Set, Go.
Yeah.
So it's been written, has it been recorded?
It has been recorded.
It's finished.
Oh, can we get, what is...
But actually, we did change the name, by the way.
Oh, yeah. so it's not Ready, Set, Go.
No, it's Party Like a Rockstar.
Oh, I like
cool.
this.
Yeah,
I like that one. That's a good one. So your first Broken's very kind of moody and dramatic. So is this one a little bit obviously Party Like a Rockstar? Mm,
yeah.
It's not.
It's funky.
Different.
It's funky.
Oh,
it sounds
funky.
Like
very
his, like his title.
Very sad.
Is it more of a like a dance anthem?
Yeah,
yeah a little bit more. Yeah.
Okay, I'm about it.
It's more up tempo. It's it's good.
Does anyone rap with Nicki on this song?
No.
So you're saying you guys are not changing your careers to be rappers?
We're not rappers.
Not at all.
We're keeping it with singing.
So you have to answer this question. If one from the band was to go be a rapper, who would you say would be the first?
Well,
that's a hard one. I don't know.
Like professionally
who has the best freestyle skills?
Freestyle skills?
Well, we already did a lot of freestyles.
Yeah.
Like, just the four of us.
Lyric-wise, I would pick Shane.
It's very different in Dutch, we freestyle
Shane?
In Dutch.
Lyric-wise, he was good with the freestyles we did before. But I think you have the best voice to go as a rapper.
I'm not even volunteering to.
Okay.
He's like, no, don't point to me, don't make me rap.
Yes, don't
make. Okay, so with the collaboration, Nicki, I'm expecting you to have a rap part, and I'm going to be very disappointed. No, you. They said they nominated
they,
you.
They chose him.
No.
Lyric-wise,
it's you.
Yeah. It's all
he can write for you.
All right, let's do it. All together.
Right. Let's do a collab.
Right,
we should go.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Like a duo. All
right, I
see,
take it.
See, when
it.
Your rap careers take off, you can. I will say you're welcome for making you guys do this. All right. Well, moving on from rap and Nicki and all that stuff. So I know last year you toured with Digitour.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that. How is it like touring together?
It's
amazing,
really
yeah.
nice, actually.
It's
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's a not much sleep. And a lot of driving.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
Yes.
You spend a lot of time on the road.
Yeah.
That is.
But it's actually quite fun. And you see, I mean, we go to a lot of different cities and we we always have like a bit of time to check out the city and,
yeah,
and take some pictures.
We had some time for some photo shoots. I remember when we were in Philadelphia, there were like crazy buildings and
it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's
really
nice. We went to the White House.
What was your thoughts on that?
It's really small.
It's small. Yeah.
What?
I was like,
you guys think it's small?
But on TV, it looks so big.
Yeah, really.
You should see our King's Palace
in Brussels, in Belgium. It's like it's 10 times that size.
Well, we don't have castles in America. Yeah. We're not that cool.
I'm sorry, it's a palace.
We don't have palaces or castles in America. But I will write a letter to the White House and tell them they should.
But the White House
should expand.
It's still beautiful.
Yeah,
it is
really,
beautiful.
Really nice. Beautiful, it's really nice.
But now I'm envisioning a palace compared to our White House, and I'm sure you guys were thoroughly disappointed by
a small rectangular house.
It's
just the size. It was really pretty, but
huge garden.
But we also had to be like really far away from it to look
right.
At
you can't go up close to it.
I want to say hi to
it. Looks even smaller.
President,
right. Well, what else? So this tour was in America, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else did you see? I know you've been in New York. Where else did y'all stop?
Boston.
Philly.
Albany.
Providence.
Did you go to Texas?
No, not yet.
But it's on the bucket list.
Okay.
We will go there.
Yeah. How is Texas?
It is fantastic. I'm obviously a little biased because I'm from Texas, but I really think on your next tour you should make a stop there.
I think you should invite us then.
Okay. Yeah. Austin is a fantastic place for music.
Do they have In-N-Out there?
Do they what?
No, that's only in LA.
No, they have, it's called Whataburger. But everyone says Whataburger
with animal-made fries.
It's fantastic. I don't know how we keep talking about food when this is about music.
It's the only important thing in life.
It really is.
It brings people together.
Music and food.
That's a good thing. I like your values.
I do have one question. So, Belgium is known for their waffles. I'm dying to know this. Are they as good as people make them out to be?
I think so. They are very good.
I always eat pancakes. I never eat.
What?
Yeah, I'm a pancake boy.
You're from Belgium and you never eat pancakes and not waffles.
I know where it comes from because it's not because we're from Belgium that we always eat like Brussels waffles. I mean,
maybe it's definitely a tourist thing. I'm from America and I don't only eat French fries.
Even when we eat like Belgian chocolate, which is really famous too, we don't really think about when we're eating chocolate.
So
it doesn't really
so
matter
special.
Where it comes from.
Well, question, being in LA, y'all are staying until August. Is it going to be hard to go back to Belgium? Do you see anyone staying here maybe permanently?
It depends. I mean,
it depends all about it's all about.
Yeah,
music.
we want to make music our full-time job like it is now,
and
of course
really,
we have a lot of family and friends at home.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have to be here, then maybe
Belgium's always going to be my home.
Yeah.
I'm a family person, so
okay.
Understandable.
And it's
my family.
It's a long way over here.
But as long as we have to be here, we'll just be here.
Of course.
Well, question about touring. I'm assuming it's very difficult with four guys all cramped together. So, who argues the most out of the group?
Well,
why is everybody looking at me?
I don't know.
I'm probably like the one who always has the
most.
I know that you guys argue a lot and that we argue a lot.
Okay, so everyone teams up.
We argue a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty even
and divided.
But it's always really friendly.
Okay, so
you guys are peaceful.
It's not that bad.
So it's not like what I'm envisioning a girl band might be like.
Well, sometimes.
I don't even want to know.
Might be a little more drama, but okay, very chill. Is anyone in the group, is there like a prankster?
Yeah, right Jackson, there. Definitely.
Jackson.
Again.
You're the prankster.
He's everything.
Prankster.
He's a clown.
The rap star, the prankster, everything.
He's a clown.
Also a clown.
He's a clown. Oh, that was hard.
That's not hard. It's just he's
the okay,
funny
I'm,
one.
I'm,
we have
I'm,
to.
I've been through worse than this.
Oh, I feel so sorry.
Let's all take a moment.
Well, another question just came to mind. I know we got a sound effect and everything. So I know in addition to Nikki coming up, I also heard that Flo Rida. Are we doing a collaboration with him?
We have a song with Flo.
We have a song with him, but it's not 100% sure to
not
be
yet.
On the album.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Like,
so we might just be saving it.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Who do we like more, Nikki or Flo Rida?
Oh.
Ooh, you have to pick one.
We have Nikki. To.
Nikki?
Nikki.
That's really hard. That's really hard. I like Flo Rida's music a lot, actually.
Yeah.
It goes way back to. Yeah. I mean, he's been there for a long time.
Yeah. That's true.
No, I'm going to pick Flo Rida, I'm sorry.
Oh, we're switching? No more Nikki?
I'm not choosing.
Oh.
You have to.
He's like,
no, I did it.
Okay.
They're equally great in their own way.
Nikki.
You can choose.
Nikki. Okay, so it's a little bit divided, so AKA they're equal.
What about you?
What about you?
You have to choose.
I can't.
We all did, so.
Well, then I'm going to say Nikki. But maybe tomorrow I say Flo Rida. But today I say Nikki.
I'm sure they all still love you. Okay, so if we have to pick as a band, who would your dream future collaboration be with? Like the absolute number one person you would want to have on a song with you.
Well,
I'm gonna have to say Chris Brown because he's my idol. Since I was young. So,
what about you?
That's a really good one. I mean, Ed Sheeran's really booming these days. I'm gonna say Ed Sheeran.
And he's a great songwriter.
He's really good, fantastic. He's an amazing guitar player as well.
All right, maybe we'll make that happen. All right,
Shane Jackson. Are you gonna do that?
You know, I am personal friends with Ed Sheeran, so I will just send him a tweet. I'm sure it'll happen.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Stay tuned, guys. Great. What about y'all?
For me, it's The Weeknd.
Okay.
I really like the way how he writes and even how he performs. So.
I think
I must say Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Oh yeah, but yeah. She's
Why
really.
Do I not? I actually don't know that name.
You don't Sabrina know that Carpenter.
You don't know Thumbs, the song.
Thumbs, why?
Skiddly dee da dum. Gonna keep on.
Skiddly
dee da dum dum.
Oh, I.
You don't know that one?
Okay, I do know the song. I just didn't know the name.
Really booming these days.
Yeah. Okay.
No, for real,
well, I love that song, and I like how you all just broke out. In song and it sounded incredible. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen whenever I break out in song. But okay,
I believe
just
it.
Just try
is.
It.
Yeah, I believe
no,
it
no,
does.
No, 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 no. This is why I am the host and you guys are the band.
Okay,
because
so
I can't
let's switch
sing
things up. From
all right,
now on.
All
right. Next interview, I'll sing you guys.
Okay,
interview.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Well, before I know you guys have a song to play for everyone. Everyone's super excited. What is the next future thing that everyone can look out for you guys? Obviously, album coming out. Anything else you can tell everyone?
Yeah, we have some tours coming in the summer.
Okay,
so,
in America.
We don't have. Yeah. In
okay.
America, but we don't have the dates yet.
Don't have the dates.
But they're coming.
So you can find everything on our socials.
Yeah,
you can follow us. And just see when
yeah we'll
when
keep
we
you up to
performing.
Date.
Follow
okay.
the adventure, yeah.
Instagram at the Fourth Kingdom.
Exactly. Yes.
Who do you guys run the Instagram? Does one
we do it?
Peter everyone
does
is
it,
like
yeah,
a,
and everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's on it.
The whole team is on it.
Yes.
Do you guys interact with your fans the most on Instagram or Snapchat or
Instagram.
Twitter?
Instagram. Most of them.
I think
yeah.
Instagram
yeah.
is
yeah.
the
Instagram
biggest platform for us.
Who takes the most selfies in this group? I know it's got to be one of them.
Oh,
gonna,
no.
That's going to be Jackson or
Let's
Sebastian.
Let's say Sebastian for one time.
But you switched to landscapes.
Yeah.
When we moved to the beach.
I'm very fascinated.
I mean, it is beautiful.
Sunsets.
Okay,
really
so you're
them.
The sunset
Boy.
Instagrammer.
You're
the
selfie
Instagrammer.
Yes.
Like that.
I have, like, my sister has a baby, and so it's my godchild.
Okay.
And my sister... wants her to call me Uncle Selfie.
Uncle's
oh, really?
That's,
yeah. So
that's
you really
the
are the selfie taker.
That's
okay.
All
yeah, this is really yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go follow and I'll see if this is true. I'm waiting for sunset pictures and lots of selfies.
And what are you on Instagram?
I guess I gotta be. I do post some selfies.
Some.
She's lying. She posts a lot of selfies, probably.
Nah, I'm not saying that, but I do enjoy Instagram.
Okay.
Anyways, guys, before we wrap up, is there anything, one last thing you want to say to the fans who are watching this back at home before we get to this mini concert?
We really
you're
love
still
you.
Up.
You're still up.
Well, yeah. Just keep being awesome. And,
yes.
And just thank you for everything. Just making our songs go to number one.
It all starts with the fans, we wouldn't be here without them. So
we promise more music, more goods. Just keep following.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And on that note, guys, we are about to hear from them. What song are you guys playing?
It's an original.
Yeah. An original. We're getting an original. Close. All right. Well,
not
let's hear
out
it.
Yet, so
it's not at. Wow, we are getting a private scoop. All right, well, let's hear it. I'll let you guys get set up.
TV exclusive. Cool.
You're good. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mind. The truth is so hard to find, but I can't keep up with all these lies. The truth is making me blind. I wanna go to a place that we I just want you to say it's okay. It's a way that we were made for each other. Don't belong to another. It's okay. I'm right here and alone. I want you to close. Want you to say it's okay. It's the way that we were made for each other. Don't belong to another. It's okay. I'm right here and know I want you to close.
Amazing. Well, you heard it, guys. That was The Fourth Kingdom. Stay tuned for their future music. We've got collaborations coming out, a tour, and that's it for me. I am your host, Morgan Ouellette. Catch up with me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette, and we will see you guys next time. Bye, guys.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.